Come on, let's lift our hands to the Lord together. Father, we love you. Our hearts are overflowing with gratitude and praise and worship for the great God that you are, Lord, and your great love for us, Lord. It's mind-blowing, Lord, that you love us the way you do, that you forgive all of our sins, that you heal all of our sicknesses, Lord. You provide for all of our needs, Lord. Lord, we worship you and we thank you for your greatness, Lord. We just thank you now, Holy Spirit, that as we're gathered together, that you're here in the midst of us, that Jesus is walking up and down these aisles, present through the reality of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, in this room, and for everyone listening online, Lord, the healing, restoring, encouraging, guiding, comforting power of heaven, rest upon these moments, Lord, in your word. Speak to us, guide us, and deliver us, Lord, from everything the enemy has planned, and usher us into all that you have in this new year. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I got to just prophesy the word of the Lord. You know, I'm seeing stepping stones. And I'm seeing sometimes a long distance between. Some stepping stones are close together, others are spaced out. What I hear the Lord saying is that in this new year, I'm going to guide you step by step. Don't get overwhelmed, because you don't have to get there all at once. Didn't I bring my children through the wilderness in stages? Didn't I bring them from camp to camp to camp with signs, wonders, and miracles? And I led them every step of the way, and there were times when they wondered, will we make it? But I am a faithful God, and I brought my people all the way in to the promised land. And so my promise is to you, my son and my daughter, step by step, I'm going to lead you, stage by stage, camp by camp, stepping stone by stepping stone, I'm going to lead you. And when one step seems too far away, I, the Lord, will pick you up and carry you. When you have done all that you can do to move forward and you've come to the end, look to me, because I am a God of abundant mercy and grace, and I'm going to provide everything that you need, not all at once, but in stages. I'm not going to get you there all at once. I'm going to lead you step by step in this new year, but my promise is that I will bring you all the way in to my promised land. I am a faithful God, and I can carry you. So trust me and rest in me, because I'm taking you to a very good place, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah. I think we ought to just thank the Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Be seated, everyone. Wonderful. Let's thank the worship team for their hard work and leadership. How wonderful. They were here, I imagine, pretty early this morning, and maybe one night this week. Oh, it was nothing, she says, but we do appreciate it. And tomorrow night, it's going to be really special. Candlelight Christmas. Have you ever been to a candlelight Christmas? I dare you not to cry. I dare you. You come in just tough and like, I'm not crying. But when those candles, get lit, I don't know. It's something. So you leave just kind of a little deeply moved. It's going to be very special. I've got a short message. It'll be a miracle service, 45-minute service. It'll be a miracle if we get it done in 45 minutes. And I'm going to talk about the wonder of God with us. How many are glad that God is with us? You are not alone, and you never will be. Never, ever, ever. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. Wow. I feel the Holy Spirit right now, and I'm just grateful. Are you ready for Christmas? Just got your shopping done and whatever else? Got your roast in the oven? Kenneth Tracy's we have prime rib on Christmas. I've been saving all year. We're going to eat well. Enough with the Velveeta boxed macaroni and cheese, all right? All right. Hey, God wrote a book. It's called the Bible. Let's study it, all right? Take your teaching outline, and let's get into the message. Hallelujah. There's a word I hate, and I never want to start with a bad word, but I'm going to share this. This is the word I hate. Discontinued. Have you ever, like, found a shirt company that fits, it just fits just right, or the pants fit just right? Or my wife was telling me, she goes to a makeup store, she goes in to get the one thing that she loves it, she's going to buy it again, and they tell her, I'm sorry, it's been discontinued. That is such a drag, and you think about all the pain that we have had in our lives from discontinued items. It's terrible. Just when you get attached to something, they take it away. Do you guys remember cinnamon Tic Tacs? Haven't seen them, have you? Discontinued. Remember The Office? Discontinued. Guys, remember Hummers? Hummers! No more. You can't buy it. You have to buy one that's old. They don't make new ones anymore. Discontinued. Do you remember Jell-O pudding pops? Discontinued. And it is downright disheartening. Some things, when they're discontinued, though, they come back, which is awesome. Like, they're gone, and then somehow popular demand or resurrection power or whatever. Every once in a while, they bring the McRib back. That's always a great moment. And for years, we didn't have VW Beetles, right? But now we have VW Beetles, and my favorite. This is the most important. I can't believe they discontinued it, but they did bring it back. Hostess Twinkies. Can you imagine? I couldn't believe what I was hearing as the radio was announcing their Hostess will no longer make Twinkies. I'm like, are you playing with my head or what? What is going on? I never eat Hostess Twinkies, but just knowing that they're there brings me comfort, right? I don't like discontinued things, but sometimes discontinued things comes back. Well, here's the good news. I got a great message for you this morning. The great message is that the God of wonders and the wonders of God never discontinue. The wonders and power of God in our lives, every single one of us, it never, ever, ever runs out. It continues. It goes on and on and on without interruption. Job 5:9 says he performs wonders that cannot be fathomed and miracles that cannot be counted. And they continue. That's the good news. Look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. The New Matthew Bible says this. Jesus Christ, can we read this together? Jesus Christ, what? Continues the same yesterday and today and forever. In other words, he never stops. He continues. You say, but I'm blessed right now, but I hope this lasts. My marriage is good right now. I hope it lasts. So far, God has provided for me, but I don't know about tomorrow. He's healed me so far. He's kept me so far, but I don't know. I don't know if it'll continue, but Jesus Christ continues the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this morning, I want to talk about the wonders of God and how they continue in our lives. Let's take a look at the Christmas story, and let's pull some things out here from Luke chapter 2, and we'll put the story up on the screen, and then let me just make some observations. You're about to be encouraged today, even if you came here saying, I dare him to encourage me. I'm loaded for bear. You're gonna walk out of here fired up, all right? How many want to? Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'm blown away by your... Luke chapter 2. That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared among them, and the landscape shone bright with the glory of the Lord. They were badly frightened, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you the most joyful news ever announced, and it is for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem. How will you recognize him? You will find a baby wrapped in a blanket lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others. Now, just when you think the wonders can't continue, just when you think you've just about seen everything, suddenly, a vast host of others, the armies of heaven praising God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven," they sang, "and peace on earth for all those pleasing him." When this army of angels had returned again to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that had happened." Imagine having that experience. You're a shepherd. You're out on the hillside, just taking care of an ordinary trade, a very mundane occupation, when suddenly an angel shows up with great news. You're blown away, and then a whole army of angels shows up. Now you feel like you're ready to melt down, and he's talking about the Messiah, the long-awaited King of Israel. It's here, it's now, it's happening. It's not a promise for the future anymore. It's right now, it's taking place right now. Go check it out. And then they disappear, and then they go and they see Jesus born. That's called a wonder. Everyone say a wonder. That wasn't subtle. That was a full-on special effects. First class, Holy Ghost moment. It was something that would shake you up, as something that would leave you speechless. How could you describe that experience if it happened to you? It was a wonder. What is a wonder? If you look at the definition of a wonder in Webster's, you'll read these words: a cause of astonishment or admiration, a miracle, an astonishment at something awesomely mysterious or new to one's experience. Have you ever seen any of the seven wonders of the world? Most of those are man-made. I was on the Great Wall of China a few years back. That is an amazing, amazing wonder. It's one of the seven wonders of the world, but it's man-made. It's nothing compared to what God can do. What God can do, and what he does do, and what he will continue to do in each and every one of our lives. Just when you think it can't get better, it will. And then he'll point you to the next thing. And you'll go from wonder to wonder, from experience to experience. Awesomely mysterious new things coming into your experience. God delights in placing a sense of wonder in our lives. He delights in doing things around us that catch us off guard. He's a good father, and he likes to wow his children every now and then. So get ready for some wow. Get ready for some great things. Here's something to write down. God wants us to live with an expectation. God wants you and I to live this Christian life with an expectation of his continuous, unending, never stopping, the same yesterday, today, and forever wonders. After all, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, how many think tomorrow's looking pretty good? Tomorrow is looking real good for you. I wonder what 2019 is going to be like. I hope, I feel like we're on the edge of all kinds of problems, and, everything's going to crash, and everything's out there, and it's just, no, God's wonders are just going to continue. And good times, as far as circumstances, those things come and go. That's been happening since the beginning of time. You can set your clock to that, but God's wonders are going to continue in your life. Well, I don't know. Are my kids going to be okay? God's wonders are going to continue in your life. I don't know. Is my marriage going to make it? Is my business going to fail? I don't know either, but I know this. God's wonders are going to continue in your life. This is the nature of serving the Lord. Paul said to Timothy, "Run for your life from sin." I love this Message translation. When you see sin, get out of there. But then he goes on, pursue a righteous life, Now watch this phrase. Pursue a lifetime of wonder. That's yours. Pursue it. Pursue the miracles of God. Pursue the wonders of God. Faith, love, steadiness, courtesy. Run hard and fast to the faith. Don't slack up. Don't let up. Double down. Stay in the game. Stay in the race. Stay in the word. Stay in prayer. Stay in the house of God. Stay in fellowship. Don't slack up because there's wonders ahead for you. Say, well, it's been kind of boring. You're probably not pressing in then. You might be coasting. If you're bored, you might have let up on the gas. In 2019, may I humbly suggest to you, put the pedal to the metal. Dream big, think big, believe big, expect big, live that life of wonder. Pursue it. Run after it. Seize the eternal life. This is the life you were called to. Nothing boring about it. The wonders of God continue. And then look at Colossians 3:22. You say, well, you just picked that one verse. Okay, fine. Here's another one. Colossians 3:22. For we are to live our lives with pure hearts in the constant awe and wonder. Oh, that's how I want to live. I want to keep my innocence. I want to keep the wonder. Don't try to talk me into all the ugly stuff. Don't try to keep me constantly focused on how nasty everything is and how unfair and unjust everything is. Let me live the life that God has called me to live, full of love and truth and faith in a constant. Everyone say constant. That means unending, same yesterday, today, and forever, in the constant awe and wonder of the Lord our God. How many want that kind of a life? You don't have to drum it up. You don't have to fake it up. It's yours in Christ. If you have Jesus, you have unending wonder, inexhaustible awe and inspiration to carry you through the darkest. And I'm not saying bad things will never happen. I'm just saying you're never going to lose. You don't ever have to lose the sense of wow. The sense of worship. The sense that God is good. And he's helping me and he's with me and he's never failed me. This is the Christian life that he wants to give to us in Christ. Let me give you three stages of a wonder. I'm going to move quickly through this next couple of things, right, fast and furious if you can. The three stages of a wonder is that God gives a promise, God fulfills a promise, and then God receives the praise. Pretty simple. I like that. God gives us a what? It all starts with a promise. So this is how God stages his power into your life. He makes a promise, then he keeps his promise, he fulfills it, and then we live the life of wonder. He gets the praise, and we live in the awe, and we see who God is, and it happens again and again and again. This is the cycle. And so right now in this room, different ones of you are in a promise stage. Some of you are in a fulfillment stage. God is keeping a promise that he made to you a year ago. Some of you, he's just making a promise to you right now, and tomorrow he's going to fulfill. And others, you're just in a place of praise. You're just thanking God. You're just in various moments in different places of your life. Maybe in your marriage, you're in a promise stage. Maybe in your health, you're in a fulfillment stage. It goes on and on and on. This is the continuously swirling power of God through your life as he makes a promise to you, keeps the promise, fills you with awe, makes another promise, fulfills his promise, fills you with awe. And every time he keeps a promise, you've got that much more faith to believe him for the good things that he's going to do. I prophesy to you that 2019 is a year where God is going to keep his promises to you. And he's also going to make some promises to you. Get ready, because he's going to talk to you. And there might be a minute between the time that he makes the promise and the time that he keeps the promise and fulfills the promise. you don't reap the harvest in the same minute you sow the seed. There's a sequence here. But I want you to understand how this life in the Spirit works. He makes a promise, he fulfills a promise, and then he receives a praise. It all begins with a promise, which is a declaration. What is a promise? Think about it. It's a declaration that I'm going to do something. I'm going to keep my word. It's an indication of future success. I wonder, 2019, how's it going to go? God is indicating future success. He's making promises to you. And then that promise becomes, I like this, the basis of expectation that God will perform a miracle and a wonder. So God makes a promise, keeps a promise, and fulfills. It's like, you know, God is a father. It's like Christmas, right? We're going to celebrate Christmas here in a few days. What if a good father promised his son a bicycle for Christmas, right? Good father would do that. Okay, you're going to have a bicycle, and the son waits. All he really has is the promise of the father. That's it. But then when Christmas morning comes, when the appointed time comes, the little boy comes down the stairs and he sees the bicycle under the tree, right? Promise made, promise what? Kept, right? Promise is kept, and then what happens in that child? Wow. But you know, if that happens enough, the wow and the wonder actually begins when the promise is made. Because we've been through it so many times that we know our Father. We know he doesn't mess with us. He doesn't disappoint us. He doesn't skip a beat. He doesn't make a promise and then not fulfill it. So we get excited. We just hear the promise. We just read the scripture. We understand what he's promising us, and we get up on our tiptoes because we know it's as good as done. God is faithful to keep his promises to us. So what are we worrying about? What are we stressing about? Why are we wringing our hands? And have we forgotten who God is? He makes a promise, he keeps a promise, and he fills us with awe. Three wonders began at Christmas. First, there was Christ's coming. And we read the story of the shepherds, their mind-blowing, wonderful experience. And angels visiting them. Think about the three stages, how God stages a promise into your life, stages wonder into your life. Did it happen with the shepherds? Yes, because they were men that understood there had been promises made in the Old Testament, Isaiah and Jeremiah. These men were familiar with the promises of God. The promise was made, but then the angel shows up and announces it's on. It's about to happen. Yeah, you've heard the promised Messiah, but he's here. Go see him. The promise is kept. And then they were filled with awe. It happens over and over again. Then the coming of Christ. Let's think just not about his coming, but his confirming, the confirming of Christ. Number two, the confirming of Christ. Where in Romans 15:8, the Living Bible says that Jesus Christ came to show that God is true to his promises. How do we interpret the Christmas story? What sense do we make out of this that Jesus Christ came? Well, that's God keeping a promise. That's God's promise power never stopping. Just stop and think about all the promises that God made in the Old Testament. Not just that Jesus would come, but all the promises he gave, his provision, his presence, his guidance, his abundance, and so forth. So these are the promises that God, but long time has come, and then Jesus shows up. What is Christmas? It's Jesus showing up to keep the promise. This is why Jesus came, to show that the Father is reliable and that he keeps his word. All staging God's power, his wonder into our life. And again, we see promises made, signs performed, how Jesus fulfilled. He comes, and what does he start doing? Jesus is born, he grows, and before long, he's providing, he's doing miracles, he's giving his life for us, he's fulfilling the very promise of God. I tell you, God is a faithful God. And you say, well, I don't know if tomorrow's going to be okay. I promise you, if you know who God is, you're going to be just fine. Your future is actually looking quite nice, quite stable, as you continue to trust in Him. That's why praise is so great. When we come together and we're worshiping, if you're bored in worship, you kind of need to catch yourself. You kind of need to get your head on right. You need to get your head on right when you come to church and say, I'm going to the house of God to worship Him. Because He's a God who makes and keeps promises, and He's doing wonders in my life. Maybe it's been a couple of weeks since you've had a wow. That's okay. It's going to come. It's going to come. It's a constant. It never stops. So your song should never stop. Your praise should never stop. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, maybe God doesn't feel like it. But He never stops. Come on, somebody. Come on. Where are my praising, worshiping people? Where are my people that sing even when, you know, even when bad things happen? You had a disaster at your house or a disaster at work or so you praise Him anyway. It's not gonna last forever. You know the wonders are gonna continue. Come on. God's power is, it never stops. I could go on and on this theme. The third thing I want to just mention, even in Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, you can see this pattern playing out. Because there were promises in the Old Testament, not just that Jesus would come, but there were promises in the Old Testament that He would suffer and die for our sins. Did you know that? And when Jesus suffered on the cross and died for our sins and then rose again, He did so in fulfillment of the promises of God. Isaiah 53, He was condemned to death without a fair trial, Isaiah said. For who could have imagined what would happen to Him? They loved Him. This was Jesus. He held the children. He healed the sick. He taught about love. Who could have imagined what they would do to Him? Why did it happen? His life was taken away because of the sinful things people had done. You see, there's a terrible cost for sin. Terrible price that has to be paid. But Jesus paid it. And He died on the cross in fulfillment of the promise of God. Promise made, I will be your redeemer. Promise kept, He died on the cross. And talk about a wonder. How about Resurrection Sunday morning? Talk about some wow. Out from the grave, He bursts, and the disciples can't believe it. In fact, in Matthew chapter 28, the Passion Translation says this, they rushed quick, when they saw Jesus had risen from the dead, they rushed quickly to tell His disciples. Their hearts were deep in wonder and filled with great joy. Sometimes the most wonderful joy that you'll ever have will be after a period of intense weeping and crying. They watched Jesus die on that cross. And boy, if you're not careful, you can lose your faith in a moment like that. But God isn't finished. The wonder continues. Come on. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you're crying right now, it won't be long before your heart will be flooded again with deep wonder and awe and joy, because this is who our God is. Remember, even things that seem discontinued, they can come back. Hallelujah. The VW Beetle is back. I don't know if I'm happy about it, but it's back. And Jesus is back. And you know what else, guys? He's coming back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not, his power isn't discontinued. It's resident in the church right now. It's resident in us right now. And we've got the down payment of the Holy Spirit on all that God wants to do for us, the earnest of our inheritance, and all the glory that awaits for us. Oh, yeah. He'll be back. He'll be back. You can bet on it. So what about you? Where are you at? Until that time comes, how will you live? How will you be sad? Will you be nervous? Will you be shaken every time you hear something on CNN or Fox or KGO? Is that going to bother you and shake you up every time? Evil's been taking place since the beginning of the world, but it has never stopped God's plan.
Amen.
You read Psalm 136 as I did this morning. 26 times I counted it. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. He split the Red Sea, for his love endures forever. He brought the children of Israel across on dry ground, for his love continues, endures forever. Even the genealogies. People say to me, I don't get anything out of genealogies. I skip over it. Well, that's because you don't understand that a genealogy is a record of how God's faithfulness continues on and on and on and on. You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that the first part of Matthew, the first 15 or 20 verses that list out the genealogy of Jesus Christ, is not just there to bore you before it really tells you the real story of how Jesus was born. What Matthew is saying is that God has been working on this plan for generation after generation after generation, and people waited for it, and they waited for it, and people messed up, and people did the wrong thing, and people failed, and people fell short, and God's plan still kept coming until one day a man named Joseph and Mary gave birth to Jesus. You look at that genealogy, Pastor Chris. You've got Abraham, who was a liar. Can we say that? I mean, with all respect to Abraham, he messed up. Jacob, swindler. Follow the genealogy. You got Rahab, a harlot. You got Judah, a man who visited harlots. All of these, King David, a murderer. This is all the story coming down through time. The story of God working his continuing wonders generation after generation, and not even a failure can derail it. Amen. Not even your failure can derail God. Amen. You don't understand. You say, well, I blew it. Well, so did David. You think David's sin stopped God's plan? Oh, there it is. David committed adultery. He committed murder. I guess I'd have to start all over, God said, right? I got no family line to work with here. There's supposed to be the line that through which Jesus comes, but now we got Rahab. What's she doing? What kind of a living is that? Oi, God could have said, right? And your failure. Certainly that stops God. Certainly your failure brings about a discontinuation of God's plan and purpose. Or does it? How many think it can't? Because when he speaks, 100 billion failures disappear. Yeah. The early church would say it this way. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot forsake you. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. Come on, worship team.
I'll tell you what.
You're looking at a failure. But I'm still alive. God's still blessing me. Because that's who he is. He makes a promise. He keeps his promise. And I just get to live in wonder. Just lift your hands to him and thank him. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. Oh, we thank you for the presence of God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, he continues the same today, and the same forever. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Let's worship the Lord together. Come on, worship team. Let's take a few minutes. And I want you, if you've lost your sparkle, I want you to get it back this morning. If you've lost your song, I want you to pursue that song again. Let's worship the Lord. Let's let our hearts burst with awe and wonder in his presence. Wash over every single one of us. And Lord, wash over our fears, wash over our anxieties, and Lord, sweep us into the new year. Carry us on the tides of your goodness, Lord. Let us experience, Lord, the staging of miracle after miracle in our lives, Lord. The promises that you make, the promises that you keep, and the unending wonder of worship. I pray, Lord, that each of us, Lord, would be so steady. Lord, I know in this room there are people trying to get pregnant. There are people trying to buy a home. There are people trying to find work. People trying to heal a marriage. People trying to deal with an addiction. A stubborn problem, Lord. A habit, a sin. Lord, I'm asking for your grace to come right now, Lord. Carry us, Lord. Carry us. When we don't have the strength, when we don't have the ability, you carry us, Lord. You carry us. Bring us from glory to glory, miracle to miracle. Lord Jesus, may we never lose that sense of worship, awe, and wonder. May we never lose our first love. And if we've lost it, Lord, relight the fire in our hearts, Lord, I pray. This Christmas, may the candle of our hearts burn brightly with your love. In Jesus' name. Just keep your heads bowed for a moment. Just standing here, 20 seconds. If you're away from God, God is staging a comeback in your life. He wants to reconnect with you. And if you realize that you need Jesus, but something's happened, you've backslidden, or maybe you've never opened your heart to him ever before, let's fix that right now. Come back to Jesus. Return to him. Turn toward him and allow him to heal you and forgive you. If you're here, I just want you to lift your hand. Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift it up. Is there someone here? Just say, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I would never embarrass you. Pastor, I'm a backslider. I'm away from God. I've never received Christ. Thank you. I see your hand. It's so important. Could I just make time for maybe one more person to open their heart to Christ? Father, I praise you for this precious woman. I'm asking, Lord, you see her right now. You see right where she is. I'm asking you to reveal yourself powerfully. Let this be the very beginning of all that you have for her. In the strong name of Jesus. And everyone said, now somebody that you don't know because you didn't see, but she's returned to Jesus. I think that's a beautiful Christmas, right? Don't you? Amen. Wonderful. Awesome. The party's not over. The party's not over. We're going to close in just a moment, but you know, it's like they were playing with us when they discontinued Twinkies, but I have like a prophetic act right now. Kathy Canastracy has Twinkies for the first 20 people that come up to get one. And when you eat this Twinkie, if you dare eat it, when you eat this Twinkie, I want you to remember, sometimes things that get discontinued come back. Hallelujah. And if you are planning to come back in 2019, say, I'm coming back. I'm going to be back. All right. I love you guys. We got a few friends up here at the front. If you need prayer, if you need a Twinkie, come get a Twinkie. But if you need prayer, come get a prayer. Merry Christmas. I love each and every one of you. I really do. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night if you come. It's going to be a great time. God bless you, everyone.